Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now Dave, we pushed this call off to late on Thursday here as we wanted to wait for the Fed meeting and some of the market reaction. The interesting reaction being, well, stock selling down, which I think could be expected as the Fed says they're going to continue to be quite aggressive with these rate hikes. But as we always talk about precious metals with you, we've seen a bit of a divergence here with gold. Gold's right at about 1850. It is now finally really starting to show its value as a store of value. As everything else is moving down, gold is, for the most part, trending sideways in a range, which is much better than what we've seen in a lot of other sectors and the broad averages. The gold stocks, on the flip side, those are still stocks, and the juniors especially, still very much under pressure. Some of the majors are doing decently, but it's a tough environment for any stocks to truly be breaking out when we're seeing general selling in the market. Dave, what's your takeaway by what some gold investors really hanging their hats on, saying, look at this deleveraging that's happening, gold stocks are outperforming broad stocks? How do you take that comment?
Yeah, Corey, it's really interesting times. You know that the Fed's in this really precarious situation. The first thing Powell came out and said in his press conference on Wednesday after they raised that 75 basis points was which was the first time they'd raised that much in over a quarter of a century. So basically, the institution that came out and told us that inflation was transitory several months ago, and it kept telling us inflation was transitory, is now saying that inflation is so high that we have to raise 75 basis points. And this is the first time we've raised 75 basis points in over a quarter of a century. And the first thing he came out when he said for the press conference, he said, we'll do what we have to do to bring down inflation. That even they may raise 75 basis points in July as well. And the gold price and the stock market had priced the 75 basis point in the day before. So we saw a bounce in gold, and we saw a bounce in pretty much everything as he was hemming and hawing at the press conference. And then at the end, he said, we have to restore price stability. The market obviously starting to not believe the Federal Reserve in thinking that they can engineer a soft landing and bypass a recession. I mean, many people, me included, believe we're already in a recession. But as far as the gold price is concerned, we saw a disconnect last Friday out of nowhere when the gold price and gold stocks decoupled from the stock market glaringly. But it only lasted a day. We saw more selling, and now we're seeing another disconnect today. And what I'm taking away from this is gold stocks and gold were being sold off when the deleveraging happened in the stock market, when the S&P 500 came down to test a 38% retracement. That was everybody selling everything, you know, to be margin calls. And once it back tested the S&P, lost that 38% retracement, it bounced from there a little bit. And then once it made another low below that low and starts going down towards 50% retracement now, more panic selling and deleveraging right now, gold has disconnected from the stock market glaringly again here today. Follow through from yesterday. So that is significant. But we need to see this become a trend and not just a 1 or 2 day thing. So I'm not trying to be a hero here to buy anything just yet. It's still a very precarious time here. So, I mean, a lot of these moves aren't going to make sense. You know, like look at today, the dollar is down. Sure, because basically it was buy the rumor, sell the fact as far as the dollar and the bond market is concerned. But there's a lot of uncertainty out there. You know, the Fed has created this uncertainty, and gold is sniffing that out, I think, here. I'd like to see the gold price close above 1850 tomorrow on a weekly closing basis.
Well, Dave, it's interesting to see if you pan back, not just from the recent news from the Fed and the recent gyrations the last few days. But if you look at the whole year, really, gold has outperformed most other asset classes, and silver has held its own, even though it's not as pretty of a chart. It's actually not fallen out of bed like a lot of the other markets have. So the metals have done well, but the actual mining stocks have followed the rest of the equities down the toilet drain. And so while they've outperformed a little bit, they're really not, they've diverged from the metals. So what do you think it'll take for the mining stocks to get in step with the metals and outperform to a greater degree and maybe track the metals a little closer? What do you think it's going to take, a technical level or a fundamental event? What will it be?
Well, I've been saying that it's going to take the gold price, $2,000 level, from becoming a strong ceiling for the past decade. Over the past decade, $2,000 has been a strong ceiling. That needs to become a strong floor. 1800 is becoming a strong floor here, but that's not enough anymore for the juniors, because you know, a year ago, if when 1800 was becoming a floor, we were thinking that, hey, 1800 becoming a floor, you know, then the juniors are going to really start to move here. But no, they haven't, because inflation has brought in a CapEx cost creep in all these juniors. You know, these management teams, you know, the quality juniors, they're doing the right things. You know, they raised money at the right time. They're de-risking high margin projects, but the inflation cost creep on CapEx is killing them. And as far as an early stage junior is concerned, looking for gold that has yet to define a resource, I mean, what's the point in you know, investing in those right now when the juniors that are already de-risking large, you know, projects that are high margin at 2000 gold now and not as high margin at 1800 because of the inflation cost creep, this pretty much gotten most everybody out of this sector. I mean, the way some of these things are trading here, you know, a lot of these things are so bombed out that they only trade 10 or 15,000 shares and they're down 5 or 6%, you know, because there are just literally no buyers out there. So the sector remains spring loaded for a huge move higher, but that's not going to happen until the gold price gets above $2,000 an ounce and it stays there. Same thing happened when gold hit $1,000 an ounce, right? You know, with gold hit $1,000 an ounce right before the great financial crisis of 2008. And everybody thought, you know, okay, we're off to the races once gold gets above $1,000. Well, it didn't happen. Gold had to correct down below $700 before it started to take off. And it corrected down to $700 during the financial crisis, deleveraging when everybody was selling. The dollar is still king here, even though the financial system is teetering on collapse here, and the Fed's trying to spin all these plates in the air and keep it going and keep confidence in the markets. So it's a great time to hold cash, even though, you know, cash is being inflated away in the short term. It's a great time to hold cash because we got to wait to find out when the Fed is finally going to pivot. I mean, it's a pretty good, you know, bet that the Fed's going to have to pivot. They cannot raise rates too much with all this debt. So everybody knows this. You know, you had a great interview with my friend Jordan Roy Byrne here recently, and he laid out a pretty good scenario to when the Fed may pivot, and that could be in September. And I'm kind of in agreement with him there. But who knows what the landscape's going to look like until that takes place? You know, the gold stocks have historically always bottomed before the stock market. When these deleveraging things happen, in 2008, they bottomed 5 months before the stock market did, and they started to go up. So I think the gold stocks are going to sniff out the pivot. Could they be sniffing it out now? No, I don't think so, because the gold price is back over 1850, and yet the gold stocks are still weak with the stock market here. Sure, they're up a little bit today, but they're not up as much as they should be compared to the gold price.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. But in all fairness, it's hard to expect, again, any sector to break out, especially one that does consume that much capital when you drive down into even the producers, but then down into the developers and explorers. And those stocks just don't break out in an environment where money is tight and the rest of the market is moving down. That being said, we have seen the U.S. dollar and yields actually move down on the back of that Fed statement. That is helping gold move a little bit higher. Overall, though, it does sound like we need, again, a pretty big shift from the Fed and investors just to get a little more enthusiastic, or quite simply change their mentality, which they've had this whole year, which really is sell any rip because everything's moving lower. Let's talk about a recent takeover, which was Orla Mining taking over Gold Standard Ventures. Now, Gold Standard Ventures really was a darling of an explorer about 5 to 6 years ago. Company raised a lot of money. They kept drilling the project, the South Railroad project. This acquisition came in. It was a premium to where Gold Standard Ventures was trading. But quite frankly, unless you bought Gold Standard Ventures in the last about 6 months, no one's really made money, or at least the long-term shareholders haven't. What do you take away from that deal?
Yeah, that's a great point to bring up and a great situation to bring up, because I had purchased the stock several months ago for the same reason, for thinking, you know, this is a great value here now. You know, there's a new management team that's come in. It's a low CapEx project and it's high margin. Well, I was right about being a strong takeover candidate, but it's what basically happened this week was a take under. I mean, like you said, not very many people made money on this deal, and it's basically trading a little less than what I paid for it. It came nowhere near the offered price of 65.5 Canadian cents, because the day it was announced, the sector was getting shellacked and everything was being sold. So I think it's a great deal for Orla shareholders, though, because this is a company that just built a mine in Mexico and under budget while inflation has been screaming higher. It's got you know, strong company backing. Newmont owns over 16%. Agnico owns nearly 10%. And Pierre Lassonde owns over 12%. They have some debt they had to build the Mexico mine, but the three projects they have now, if this deal goes through, and I expect it to, you know, both of the boards approved it. And unless there's an outside, you know, there's an outside chance of another company trying to buy it, but I don't see that happening. So I expect it to go through. But once it does, they're going to have a high margin oxide with large sulfide components. So these are easy to build mines. You know, they're low CapEx and they're high margin. I mean, they're going to have over 12 million ounces total. But they'll have reserves of 3.8 measured and indicated, and 12.3 gold ounces to sustain their long-term operations. So, and the margins are going to be really high because they're all in sustaining costs to go total all three projects are going to be less than $700 an ounce. So, at these gold prices, they're going to have margins of over $1,000 an ounce on all their projects. So I recommended holding the stock. I'm continuing to hold the stock. I think it's a great deal for Orla shareholders, but anybody who bought Gold Standard Resources, you know, a year ago and beyond is not very happy with this deal.
Well, Dave, just in full disclosure, I held Gold Standard Ventures, but I bought it recently and I sold it on Monday when the news hit. But your points here on Orla has me reconsidering it, that if there's an arbitrage that sits up, I may get back into it, because it sounds like the combined company may have some value. Just one more quick one before we wrap up. The PDAC is also wrapping up. So do you think we'll see more M&A come out of that convention?
You know, they delayed they had to delay the conference, but it's funny that the PDAC curse kind of followed them as the mining sector sold off into PDAC yet again. But yeah, I mean, I expect at least one more high profile deal to come out of this conference. You know, the conference was very well attended from the sources that I talked to. You know, people were anxious to finally get FaceTime to interact with people, you know, in the flesh. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see at least one more high-profile deal come out of here. We did see another takeover in the uranium sector. You know, I think that this is going to continue, but it would be nice to see another high-profile acquisition like the recent Goldfields takeover of Yamana, which I think will also go through. It would be nice to see another high-profile announcement like that announced. I think that would be very good for the sector going forward.
All right, Dave, we'll wrap it up here. One final point to make on that Gold Standard Ventures. I was quickly going through their news releases here, and the calculation I had for how much money they've raised really since 2016 was somewhere between 150 to 200 million. I might be wrong on that level, but when you take that into consideration and the purchase price, they did create value for shareholders. But boy, that was a long road to create, one could argue, not a ton of value. Just goes to show that these majors are in a much better situation than these exploration companies when it comes to takeovers, which then always leads into the fact of why be in these explorers or these takeover targets when you could just be in these majors that give you a little less volatility. That is the argument that they can't go up as much. But again, these explorers are very capital intensive. Dave, thank you as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again next week. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to it, Corey. You too.